I think just like a realization that they were playing good defense, and then it obviously went downhill, and they were playing bad defense. And for Pete DeBoer, that's not the way that his teams are going to play. You know, they're going to be a strong defensive team. They want that strong defensive identity. I actually asked Coach DeBoer when he was talking about, you know, he said defense at the end of the day is what we're going to have our identity be based on, you know. And I was like, okay, well, what kind of identity do you want that to be? And he pointed to that Nashville game where they had the success that they did, and now over these last couple games, these last two in particular, he really thinks that they've gotten to that point and they're playing the defense that he wants to play, and it's given the guys a lot of confidence, which is really nice to see.
You know, Stormy, Coach DeBoer, he also said, we're going to score. The fact that he has confidence in the fact that the Knights are going to score leads him to tinker with what they're doing defensively. And he also mentioned recently about being surprised at the leadership and the chemistry that the Knights have. So with that said, one, why was that a surprise to Coach DeBoer? And then also, how much more tinkering is going to happen with this Knights team before the playoffs start, or that playoff race that they're on?
Well, as far as the tinkering goes, I think that Coach DeBoer, at least from what he's expressed to us, is that he has installed everything that he wants to install. So at this point, it's just kind of about perfecting it and as close as you can get to doing that on a nightly basis and getting that consistency every night, which is, you know, what good teams do, especially come this time of year. So it's less about, like, continuing to tinker, I think, with the system that he wants to have. He's got that in place, but now it's just having that kind of become second nature for the players as they go, which I think that that's starting to build. And a lot of that has to do with what they're watching on video. Coach DeBoer actually referenced it a little bit this week, just saying that, you know, before he was showing video of San Jose or other teams for the vision that he has for what he wants to see, whether it's defensively or what have you. And now they're seeing that video of themselves, and they're seeing those results come in wins and come in success, whether it be blocked shots or fewer goals allowed and different things like that. So as far as that goes, I think that's kind of his main process, is letting them see their success and be rewarded for it. And then as far as the character goes in the room, I think when you're probably looking from the outside, looking in as from an opposing viewpoint, and you see a team that, you know, doesn't have a captain, they say that everybody's there, that it's a team full of captains, but what does that really mean, you know, from the outside looking in? You don't have that one leader. And then coming into the room and actually seeing the way that guys talk in video rooms or the way that guys are communicating in practice, that it really is kind of that full-fledged effort from everybody, and that they work together really well, and that there are a lot of different guys that are vocal in different areas or lead by example in different areas, and he's getting to see that face first right now.
Stormy Bonatoni's with us, sideline reporter for the Vegas Golden Knights, up with Cofield and company. So they're looking for help. They trade for a defenseman. Tell us about the acquisition.
Yeah, from everything that I've heard from people around the Kings organization, Alec Martinez is just an A-plus human being, team-first guy, and he happens to be a really good hockey player as well. He's got a couple of Stanley Cups under his belt, and, I mean, when you score a game winner in a Stanley Cup final, that brings it shows a different calmness and a poise that you have as a player, right? So I think that playoff experience, that Stanley Cup experience was really, really attractive to leadership when they were identifying, you know, the person that they wanted. And from what Braden McNabb said today, who's a former teammate of his during the 3 years that he was in LA, just kind of similar feelings. Just said he's a really good guy. I think that he's going to fit in well with the room and with, you know, the type of game that we want to play. So it seems like he kind of checks the boxes for everything right now. And like Kelly McCrimmon said at his press conference today, they were able to get him without subtracting anything from their team, which was really important to them.